Time to visit with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good morning, Joe.
And who once coined the phrase, getting squirrely in the corner?
Oh, we used to follow that very closely, didn't we?
When he was talking about racing, when he was doing his sports cast. Joe, the Vandy-Georgia game is fascinating on a couple of different levels. When you look at it statistically, Vanderbilt's last in the SEC in pass efficiency. Georgia's defense is last in the league in pass defense, so I guess something has to give. And if you're Vanderbilt, you're sort of pinning your hopes on what you saw in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're hoping that this offense has begun to get a little bit more on a rhythm. I think John Cole even talked a little bit about that, about how he feels like he and Larry are starting to click a little bit now, to where they are, you know, kind of on the same page more often, which is certainly, you know, vital for them. There's so many side plots to a Vanderbilt-Georgia game. Obviously, it's a homecoming game, as it has been a number of times, which puts a little extra emphasis on it. There are so many players from the state of Georgia on the Vanderbilt team. It's the second most represented state other than Tennessee on the team, so there are a lot of personal ties. Guys like Greg Billinger are really going to be fired up even more to play in this game. So I think that's one reason why so many of these recent games have been very close. And I do believe it's going to fall back on the offense. And if they're able to click and put some things together and maybe some sustained drives to keep the defense from playing 37, 38 minutes, then they've got a good chance.
Joe, the Jermaine Doster thing is a very sad story. Yeah. He's suspended for the year after getting arrested. But after what happened to Quanay and just, you know, I know that Bobby, when he looks at Jermaine, really wants to approach this with sensitivity. He doesn't want to give up on the kid. You're talking about a coaching staff that's very close to the Doster family, and I know a lot of this really factors in when you're talking about Jermaine's status with the football team, but also his status as a Vanderbilt student.
Yeah, and this going through this now for a second time, Bobby was pretty adamant with him that he gave him a little bit of tough love last time and said, you know what, you know, you're going to have to be, you know, on your P's and Q's from now on. This is your second chance. Well, it's going to be interesting to see if he gets a third chance. And I know the coaches are waiting to see what all of the issues are. The first issue is one that he'll deal with on a school level before, you know, Bobby makes a final decision on what he deals with on a football level. But, it's one of those you wonder, guys, when they're left at home, and it's amazing how many times we hear about it when guys are don't make a road trip or something happens while their team is gone. You wish you could take everybody with you all the time. Unfortunately, you just can't.
Joe, we've been keeping an eye on Stephen Stone, the defensive end, through the first half of this season, and he's at least able to practice now, but not yet ready to play in a game.
Yeah, I think they've made the decision they want to wait one more week. As much as Stephen would like to play, and he is getting out there practicing, but he is still tentative on that foot, and he still has pain when he runs a certain way, when he pushes off on the outside of that foot. And I think what they're thinking is they've been this long and they've come this far. You know, if waiting one more week will make much more sure that he's not going to re-injure it, then they need to go ahead and wait the one more week. And so that's what they're going to do. I know Stephen is kind of asking for otherwise, but every time I've talked to him, he's been very upbeat about it. And he understands that it's something that needs to be done for the long haul. They need to go ahead and make sure that the thing completely heals before he gets back out there.
And basketball practice, about to get fired up?
Yep, looking forward to it. This is going to be a year. This team is going to jump right into the fray with the tough non-conference schedule they're going to face. This is quite a schedule. So it's going to be very easy for these guys to get focused and get ready to go. They're going to have to, at least, with the schedule they face. And it hasn't been that long since they went to Australia and played, so probably a little bit different feeling getting back on the practice floor that quickly.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.